Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate supernatural relationship. We've been talking about supernatural relationships, how supernatural experiences, how to recognize them, how to want them, what the dealing with negative attitudes and positive attitudes, and how to develop into an overcomer, that we are not afraid to go anywhere that is our kingdom. And as a spirit being, your kingdom consists of all three realms, spirit, soul, and body. So we don't want to be apprehensive or concerned or afraid to go anywhere in our kingdom. We are overcomers and ruling and reigning here on this earth now, which includes the natural and the supernatural realms. Knowing that, we can have the confidence that God's going to give us the training that we need. It's not something we need to talk him into, or that we need to convince him that this is something he should do for us. He's the one who wants you to be comfortable as his sons, doing what he directs us to do. If you're concerned about what might happen in any area that you're not familiar with, and that interferes with your willingness to do what God says, you're putting your fears, your concerns above his sovereignty. So we want to be aware that not being willing to be trained in an area is saying no to God. And in essence, no to yourself. Because in your spirit, you've already said yes in every area. And you're saying yes even now to whatever he has for you. Now, we don't go someplace where we feel pressured to go by an outside source or by even our own thoughts or beliefs. Always comes back to being able to hear his voice for ourselves and make decisions based on being joined to what he wants to do. He's gentle and kind, but he can be simple and clear. And sometimes that kind of throws us because we want to puzzle out what he means. I remember a prophet in the Charlotte area, where I'm at, North Carolina, had a vision of a panther coming to, a big black panther coming to the lumber yard. This was quite some time ago. And everyone was trying to interpret it, that the black panther, they were trying to go through the scriptures and historical records and find out what demonic presence was represented by a black panther. And they came up that it was crime and gangs, and that the lumberyard was where the resources to build the church was. And so that the new church building was going to be infested with crime. And that was the conclusion that they came up with, and they wanted to come up against that, to, you know, that God was showing them that so they could prevent the crime, the spirit of crime being part of the very foundation of the next work of God in this area. Well, what it turns out is that Panthers was the Panthers, the football team, and the stadium was built on an old lumberyard. So very often the simplest conclusions are the most accurate. We try to understand, and rather than be patient and look back and say, okay, what does this mean? Now, this happens a lot. I'm sure that if you're involved in any kind of prophetic or spiritual or religious Christian circles, or even some non-Christian, they're all, you know, there's doom and gloom and words and visions and prophecies galore coming out everyone's ears about what's coming next, what kind of time period we're in and what's coming next. And one thing I want to just put out there and remind everyone is that very often people that are tapped into the supernatural realm, they aren't necessarily seeing things from a thus saith the Lord, this is what God is saying is going to happen. Very often what they're picking up is what is going around as rumors. What is, for instance, headlines. Many, many prophetic people and people just even having dreams are not seeing truth. They're seeing headlines. They're seeing what's being reported on the news. And if you and I aren't discerning about that, and we expect that person to be accurate because maybe they've, instead of saying, well, I think this might be headlines, or might be what people are thinking, and not necessarily from God, we will say, well, they're a false prophet. Well, rather, they're getting exactly what they're supposed to be getting. It's just they're misinterpreting it. But that's for our responsibility. And we don't want them to be withholding back what they're getting, because that keeps us from learning how to go take it to God. So we don't want them to self-filter either. We are responsible for sifting through, and we don't conclude, okay, if they were wrong about something, if anyone is wrong about something, they're false. They're a false Christian, they're in sin, or they're a false prophet, whatever. That's just, let's get over that. But what we do want to conclude is that it's our responsibility to be hearing God for himself, for ourselves, and applying that. And Lord, is this from you? Is this something you're drawing my attention to? Is there something I need to be doing? So simple. And yet we miss it so often. We don't have that confidence that we're hearing from him directly. And that's what we need to be working on. God's going to take care of the big ticket items out in the world. Okay, everything's right on track. Everything's just fine. May not feel fine, it may not look fine, but everything's right on track. God, is there anything different I should be doing? Now, that doesn't mean you wait for God to put food in your mouth or gas in your car. You, as a spiritual being, you also have a soul and you live in a body. And you take care of your soul and your body. You pay your bills. You meet your responsibilities. But you don't draw conclusions about what God is doing based on limited information that's being presented from any side, whether it's the news or from the those prophetic within the church. So when we talk about having supernatural experiences, so many people want to know what's going to happen in the future. Well, let me just tell you, in your spirit, you already know. So it shouldn't be, whatever it is, shouldn't be a big deal. shouldn't be a surprise, because you're already seeing it. You are in your future. You are in the future, because time is a purely natural element. I was thinking, you know, animals don't have that same sense of time that you and I do. They know when it's dinner time. They know when it's time to do, you know, go to sleep. But that's on a single day. They don't have a sense of getting older or you were gone 10 days. It's the same way as if you're gone an hour, you come back, they're happy to see you. If you're gone 10 days, you go away, they're happy to see you. Now, sometimes if you've been gone a long time, you've wrecked their routine and they'll be real mad at you. But what I want you to recognize is that they don't respond to time the way we do. They're soulical beings. They're not spiritual. What we want to look at is, are we being trapped by time? When we think about, okay, I need to be here. This is where I should be. And if I'm not here, or if I've lost ground, or if I've not accomplished this in my life, I'm a failure, I've missed God, or, you know, whatever. And I know so many people are in that condition financially now. So much of what we've worked for is gone. Don't be concerned about that. God is going to, as you follow Him, He will meet those needs. But what is important is there may be areas where He's in the past been dealing with you about handling your finances differently, and you need to address, and this is true about areas across the board. Maybe this was a great opportunity to find out you were in the wrong job, the wrong career. Well, be wise. Use this time of stress to its best advantage, rather than just to try to get through it. Again, it goes back to being able to hear God for yourself. And He will send people your way, and we'll talk a little bit about that, and send resources your way. But let the Lord speak to you through them. Be practical. It's great to learn from other people's experiences. But we don't judge our experience according to someone else's experience. We just learn from them. Not the Lord. See how this happened? See, I was merciful, how gentle I was. And see, nothing, even though they were scared, nothing happened to them. Oh, I'm going back to who is the authority in your life? You know, we'll at some point in time talk about this whole concept of covering, having a covering, having an authority over you. Let me just ask you, did Jesus have a covering? Did He have an authority over Him? No. Does God? Who is sitting on your throne? If you're turning to anyone else as spiritual authority in your life, other than God Himself, you are saying God is not enough. Maybe God is not capable or able or not real enough. That's what it really comes down to. So we're looking for a guarantee, a safety net. Because we don't want to go into the supernatural by ourselves. We don't want to go into an unknown area by ourselves. We know, we hear that there's strength in numbers. Well, the only number you need is one, as long as it's the one. And you are one in Christ. You don't need anyone else other than God. And you've already got Him 100%. as we go through our new experiences, he definitely brings other people into our lives. So it's not like we're isolating. Well, nobody can tell me anything. And he uses others to speak into our lives and to give us truths. But we've learned to recognize. We've had our ears tuned so that we are one of those who has an ear to hear. We all have ears. But we first learn to hear God's voice. Then we can recognize his voice in all the clamor that's out there. We learn to sense, okay, that's him speaking to me. Before we expose ourselves to doctrines and teachings of others. I love how Paul separated himself, just after he became Paul, he separated himself from ministry, and he was away, and I believe just God spent a lot of time showing how those things that he believed and had been taught were true on a totally different level, from a totally different perspective. And then I love how God sent him not to those that he loved, but to those he despised. The Gentiles. And he does that for all of us. He knows what environment we need, what shaking we need, what earthquake we need to break off our chains. You know, and this may be an earthquake for you, but let it break your chains. Don't let it break you. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make as many mistakes as is necessary. We're not looking at our behaviors, our actions. They will line up over time. They're a good indicator of what's going on. But how many times do we judge others at their worst? Rather than by God. And another time we will talk about judging. Because this whole concept that, oh, we can't judge anyone, that's totally not correct either. We just don't judge their motives. What someone is thinking or feeling or believing or why someone is doing something is none of our business. What they are doing is our business if it affects us. And that's where we get into problems is within even a church. You know, we find out a pastor has been having an affair. Well, do we say that's wrong? Or do we say, no, we can't judge? Well, it doesn't matter. Well, maybe he was having an affair because his wife was also having an affair. Doesn't matter. You look objectively at the actions. And in essence, we're going to be looking at the same, taking that same objective stance as we look at the supernatural realm, at supernatural experiences. We are going to be objective. So part of that is we are going to be separating ourselves from very often that which has provided us our comfort, our judgment, our truth in the past. Perhaps you've in the past judged that it's from God by how you feel. Oh, I can really feel God on that. Or you feel a sense of peace. Or you feel something physically. Or it's fit in with what you understood. You know, you've heard of it happening before. So if something happens that you're familiar with, for instance, is in the scriptures, then it must be from God. But if it's not in the scriptures, it can't be from God. It's not lining up to your ideas, your mind, your mindset. Well, that we need to overcome as well. And like as well as it's unexpected that if we do something, God is going to do this. And if it doesn't happen that way, it must be an interference from the devil. Well, that's not true either. So we're going to step back as we look at the supernatural experiences and allow God to form each one and to learn from each experience and to develop an expectation and an ear to hear, a heart to know, and a mind to understand, to receive his wisdom. Remembering that you've already got it in your spirit. You've already got that understanding, that wisdom, that knowledge, foreknowledge in your spirit. So let's just let him unfold our experiences as we go. So keys to experiencing the supernatural. We've talked about some of this already. First, ask the Lord to create in you a hunger and a thirst. God wants you to want what he wants you to have. Supernatural experiences are for us. And it's going to get to the point where they're no longer experiences. You know, where we have a supernatural experience. We are to be living above the supernatural realm. So just as right now, when you got out of bed this morning, if you got out of bed, you didn't really think about it. You just did it. That's because it's become so familiar. Now, if you get out of your bed in the middle of the night because you were startled by a noise, you may stub your toe on the end of your bed or something. Well, you had a natural experience in the middle of the night. It was unusual. That's all that was. And it hurt. But it was a natural experience. Well, we're going to be doing the same thing in the supernatural. We have an expectation that our just as familiar as we are in the natural realm, we are going to become as familiar, and it's going to be easy and comfortable in the supernatural as well. So it may be hard work to get there, and it will take time to get there. But God wants us to get there. So he wants us to devote time, energy, and attention to developing our supernatural senses and developing our desire and the number and quality of supernatural experiences. Each one of us is going to go at a different pace because your guidance counselor, your God, your teacher, has a different plan for you than he does for anyone else. It's handcrafted just for you. So don't compare or hurry or think you're going too fast or too slow. You're right on track. You're right on time. But he wants us to ask for it. Lord, we're ready for whatever you have in the supernatural realm. We want to know you in whatever way you want to be known. And we want to be equipped and trained and prepared in whatever way you have for us. So open our eyes, quicken our senses, clear out our ears so that we can know you and begin to rule and reign over the supernatural realm. Then we want to ask the Lord to help us overcome any apprehensions and also to answer any questions we have. remember, this is not about you becoming mature. Okay? There's no such thing as spiritual maturity. You're either alive or you're dead. It's an either or. It's a pass fail. Once you became a Christian, which was actually 2,000 years ago, your spirit was fully enlivened. So you're not going to grow older in the spirit. God is not getting older. There's no one younger than you in the spirit. There's no one older. We're all in the spirit. That which is born of the spirit is spirit, and spirit begets spirit. And we are born of God. So that which is true of him is true of us. Now, the change takes place in the process of our soul being free. And through that process, the barriers between our soul and our spirit are, over time, removed. So what we very often call maturity is actually healing and the removal of our flesh, where that stone heart, that flesh, that self-life that has encapsulated us is slowly chipped away, and more of who we truly are is revealed. And very often we call that maturity. It's not, because maturity talks about getting older. It's we're just really becoming more free and yet more dependent on God. So we're not talking about maturity. You know, that you know, the more mature you are, the more supernatural you're going to be, or you're going to be closer to God. The whole idea of being closer to God is, you know, totally misleading. You know, if he's in you, how can you get closer to him? If you're one with him, you can't get closer. But your senses can be tuned. Your awareness of him can be heightened. And that's what we're looking at. But we want to use language that is accurate and reflects reality in our experiences. So remember that this is about your relationship with God. And he will expand your confidence in him as you learn the extent of your authority and responsibility. You're going to try things that are going to fail. So what? That doesn't mean your authority isn't there. It just may not be recognized yet. You'll work things out. Just keep going. Then we ask the Lord to bring others into our life with whom we can share these experiences. We talked about that the Lord wants us to be able to learn from others learning from him, as well as teaching us how to share with others what he has shared with us. Our confidence in his faithfulness grows as we see that he treats each of us with respect and gentleness. Likewise, as we see what the Lord is doing in like-minded believers, we are challenged to want to know him more and more. Finally, we ask the Lord to reveal himself objectively. What is truly from the Lord will stand up to scrutiny by the light of day. We won't have to hem and haw or guess or project. He is clear. Hearing from knowing God and having supernatural experiences is not something that we strain for or experience in our imagination. The Lord sharpens our discernment for this very reason. Just as we trust what we see, taste, and touch with our physical senses, what we experience supernaturally is just as real. The Lord wants us to have that same confidence of its realness. And that's what it comes down to, is confidence. through experience. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together on this topic next Thursday. Our next show will be 9 o'clock on Saturday, where we'll be continuing our Tithing versus Giving series. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.